BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily, a bit earlier because we covered Grimmie's show. People fancying the other person in your profile picture. The first time Radio 1 ever mentioned the internet. We caught Katie B ahead of her live lounge. There's more bangers. And when music videos do not reflect real life.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so I've just been trying to get out of Grimmie what he's actually doing today. And he's just tweeted me saying, we are almost at the location. It's a surprise involving a celebrity. So he's doing some filming today. But I don't want to slip up here because I've literally just, like, I've not woken up that long ago. He is now texting me as well to my phone and giving me more details. I don't want to, obviously, because it's a surprise for you, I don't want to give out the details of what he's saying on my text as opposed to what he's saying on his Twitter, because that could be a blunder.
So is it actually good?
It is, but don't press me too much because what he's saying on Twitter and what he's saying to me on text is obviously different and more involved, and I don't want to give the game away. It's actually quite, it's making my head fizz a little bit. Good morning, Radio 1.
Morning, Mr. Mills.
Oh, how formal. Hello, who's that?
It's Jack, it is. Friendly lorry driver, and you have spoken of the one that should not be spoke of on The Breakfast Show.
What, Chris?
No, I cannot say the name, but the first name begins with a K, and you opened up the song.
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Oh, God,
you must set
she's,
off the alarm now.
She's banned, isn't she?
He is banned.
Oh, well, that's gone well. So 15 minutes in, we've already broken one rule.
Yeah, so like last week, Grimmie banned Kim Kardashian. I haven't got the siren to hand at the moment, but I won't play it again. Are you happy now?
Well, I think we've got to have a siren, to be fair.
Okay, right, let me find it. I wasn't equipped, you know what I mean? I've only just got here. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. What a stressful morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, I'm Scott Mills. He is Chris Stark. We're normally on 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Today, and it's just for one day, while Grimmie's doing this secret filming that no one knows about, we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It was your birthday on Saturday?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, it definitely was.
And how was that, please?
It was probably the best birthday weekend I've ever had. Right, which sounds quite big, but it was awesome.
And what happened?
So went to Brighton on Saturday.
Love
just for
Brighton.
A night out.
Love it.
And then the plan was, right, which I'm aware that you were in on.
Yeah.
I was told on Saturday morning that we're going to go to Brighton. So my girlfriend and a few mates.
Yeah, well, I knew about this because she was texting me all week going, oh, I've got this planned, I've got that planned. But obviously I had to keep it from you.
Yeah, and you were invited. So the plan was, and this would have been amazing, I think, if it happened, but also especially good if you'd been there, that I was going to go mackerel fishing in a kayak.
That's
right?
Not, no. I mean, that doesn't scream me, does it?
Who does that on their birthday?
That's not for me.
Seriously, and I was told this, and I was like, what's wrong with just a few drinks? Like, yeah. why are we doing an activity? It was like it was Take Me Out.
And, you know, on Friday afternoon show, I recommended, because I know a lot of places in the UK, I know where to go out. Did you go to the bars I suggested, the Charles Street bar, and then on to Revenge?
I mentioned Revenge to my mate Dougsy.
It's
and
a good
said,
night.
Yeah, said Scott recommends this. And I actually didn't put two and two together until I passed Revenge.
All right. And did you go in?
I didn't go in, no.
Oh, you should have. It's good in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we did that. And then a night out in Brighton, which was amazing. And then came back and watched Watford beat Arsenal on Sunday.
Oh, yes. You were texting
huge.
Me. You're on the way to Wembley, mate.
Yeah, but it was really tricky to explain to you because the semi-finals
is that right?
Of the FA Cup are played at Wembley.
Yes.
But it's a bit annoying because you only really want to go to Wembley for the final.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, but it's still Wembley, right?
Yeah, this is what you see. This is why I feel I need someone else to help me explain this to you. Almost. So the semi-finals of the FA Cup are at Wembley.
Yes.
So I'm going to Wembley, but for the semi-finals.
Okay. Well, you should like surely you should be glad to be there in the first place. Doesn't matter semi-finals, finals. You're still at Wembley.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
You told me you were celebrating yesterday, so what's the problem?
I was celebrating yesterday because it's good to get to the semi-finals, but ideally we want to get to the finals at Wembley.
Okay, well...
Because then we could win the FA Cup.
Well, suck it up. Like, you know, this is what you've got.
Right.
Still going to Wembley.
Still going to Wembley, but it might be... Do you understand why it seems slightly odd that you could go to Wembley twice?
No.
Once for the semis, once for the finals. It's a bit like the Eurovision semi-finals being held at the same place as the Eurovision finals.
But they are.
Are they?
Yes.
Right. Okay, well, then it's not the same at all.
Exactly the same arena.
Is it?
It sounds like a good birthday. I Do you know, I would have been there, but literally, I had this weekend that I just had planned for ages. So,
and where were you?
I was in the Cotswolds, not dissimilar to you. Well, I was seeing a friend that lives there, but then I saw a massive sign on the way that said Trout Farm. And I was like, I'm getting a piece of that.
Yeah.
Especially after our appearance on Country Fire last night, which we also need to talk about.
Yeah,
later.
What a weekend this has been.
I went in and I was like, hello, I'd like to tickle some trout, please, because that's the thing, isn't it?
That's tickling what you trout. Do. Yeah, you lean in, you tickle the trout.
Couldn't tickle them.
So
you,
what?
You could buy them to eat. You could feed them. Can't tickle them.
Was it rod only?
Rods. It was only rods until 4 p.m. So I was
rods
too late.
Rods till 4 p.m.
But you can't tickle
no,
them.
No tickling.
Imagine my surprise. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here. I'm having a proper Monday today. So I booked a cab to come into Radio 1 this morning. But as I came out of my door, he was going. So I did. It was kind of off of a 90s sitcom. I was like probably running and waving my arms down the street going, don't go! Don't go!
I really respect that guy.
I think I even went, help! At some point.
I like that he won't wait for help. Anyone. If you, because the thing is with you, Scott, you think everyone will wait for you.
Well, no. I
like
have
that
to
this
driver's
gone, no.
No, hang on a minute. He'd literally just arrived and then...
You
he
weren't
went.
Ready, so he left.
No, I was ready.
That. I love that.
No, I was ready, and I got in, and he went, sorry, mate, those scrubbed you off the system for some reason. I was like, well, why? I've just ordered it. Now I can't get into my password thing on my computer.
Oh, my word.
Unable to update the password.
This sounds like someone's, like, doing this on purpose.
Doesn't
someone's...
meet the length, complexity, or history requirements of the domain.
Are you being hacked right now?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
Scott, it sounds to me like a nerd is hassling you somewhere, because if they can change your cab, then log you out of the computer.
Someone's logged
what
me out.
What else can they do?
I don't know what's going on.
Stop it, nerd, wherever
yeah.
you are.
Whatever nerd is listening to this and is messing my life up, can you, like... Or maybe it's just me on a Monday, because that's normally what happens to me on a Monday.
No, but why would the cab suddenly have you scrubbed off the system?
He's like, and he had to call and go, I've got to get another job number now, because according to my system, you don't exist.
Yeah, someone's trying to erase you.
Yeah, I'm being erased. And also, I've not had time to do my routine, which I do before every show, which you know what it is.
40 of those?
No, it's hang my coat up, spray on my favourite cologne, and have a sit-down wee. None of those have happened. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And we will dream a dream for us that no one else can touch, my dear. I'm here, so wake up. It's not my favourite when people sing, my dear, it's my idea. It happens quite a lot in songs. My what, dear.
Why does it annoy you? Does it annoy singing, you more on a Monday morning?
Yeah, they're singing my dear, but they're going my dear. To make it fit another word.
I think you're overthinking it.
I know, but I do overthink pop songs. That's my problem. That's The Vamps and Wake Up on BBC Radio 1. Before that, James Bay. Good song to start Monday. Best fake smile. Oh, it's cold and really foggy in some parts of the UK. I can't even see you. Aluna George coming up. And also a bit of Little Mix and Jason Derulo on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Week 3 into me still having this slightly crap voice. Do you think I'm ever going to get my high range back? Because you know how I do like to scream loudly high on a high register.
You are a screamer.
Yeah, I am. But listen, I was singing along in my car to Kel Spellman's show yesterday. No high notes were hit. Mm. And normally I pride myself on that. Listen, it's not coming back. I don't think it ever
BBC
will.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, stuff going on today. Justin Bieber's Purpose Tour has kicked off in America. And obviously, like at most concerts, you get all the merch, don't you? So you've got your hats, your T-shirts, your hoodies, your bags. Imagine you pay $45 for a T-shirt. $45! It's just a standard black T-shirt, but it's a memory of that day in 2016 when you went to see Justin. So you swallowed the cost and you paid the $45. Then you get it home, take it out of the bag, and realise that some salad in the printing department has spelt purpose wrong. So there are thousands of T-shirts circulating around in America right now that just say, Purus.
Or porpoise.
No, they've left out a P, so it's just P-U-R-O-S-E.
Oh, no.
The Justin Bieber tour? Porous. They are being recalled, so hopefully by the time Justin gets here, they will say
So, I mean,
purpose.
Justin Bieber should be completely responsible for that.
Well, it's probably nothing to do with him, even though he does say, I love my merch. But, yeah, porous tour, that's happening.
Right, get this. I was reading about this this morning. you know, like Tinder and dating apps like that can be brutal.
Yes. I mean, you can come across as quite rude on them because with these apps, you can be ruthless. You can swipe through a lot of people very quickly. You can be in touch with somebody and then you can be out of touch with somebody really, really fast.
Exactly. My friend Cantona, he...
We're going to name them, are we? Okay, good.
I shouldn't have done that. No. But he was even saying that he gets slightly bored with dating apps now. Like, they were a real novelty, but now he doesn't really want to use dating apps so much because it's boring. I'm thinking to myself, how can it be boring?
Right.
Well, like, if you're single, you surely are just constantly swiping away.
Well, it's like my friend Unlucky Gary, who is in a relationship now, but before that was active on all the apps. And I would say, and I did say this to him at the time, he won't be listening, I think a bit addicted to them.
Really?
Yeah, because I think it's quite easy to be addicted. But I think that he had a problem because he wasn't happy unless he had all the apps open or the orange glow of Grindr reflecting on his face from his phone.
Oh, lovely. Mm. What a lovely image.
But I mean he's not on them now. But at the time, it became a problem. I was like, you're being rude to me because I'm out for a drink with you and you're not actually talking to me. And even when you are talking to me, I know that secretly I've only got half your attention because your eye's still on that.
Mm. Sure. Basically, let me know what you think about this. So this guy has matched with a girl. The girl is called Rebecca. The guy's called Patrick. They've met on a dating app that rhymes with Judge Rinder.
Yeah.
And they've matched. So obviously then they can private message. And Patrick, the guy, sends through this message. Sorry, thought you were the other girl in the profile pic. Ask her, can I have her number, please?
No way.
Right? Like, harsh.
What, so he fancies the other... There's another girl in the photo.
He's seen a picture of her, thought, fancy her, swiped through. But obviously what's happened, she's got two people in her profile picture. One's her best mate. He fancies the best mate.
What does she say back? Even though it's her profile, what does she say back?
She sends something back quite sassy. She actually has a boyfriend, but thanks for the confidence boots regardless. And then like that clappy hand emoji.
Yeah.
But it is tricky.
The thing is, you might not be a rude person, but you can come across as quite rude on these, can't you?
I think people get put down quite a lot on these apps.
Yeah. And it's actually horrible.
Yeah.
But like, you don't mean it because it's like next, next, next. Just, here's the thing, put a simple close-up of your face on and don't have other people in the profile picture, especially not if they're fitter than you. Just saying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, here's Neil and Ken. He says that thing about the vamps, my dear, Charlie Poof does the same thing, it really annoys him. I'm not alone.
I still don't understand what the problem is.
They're saying my dear instead of my dear. Really annoying.
That's how you say it.
My dear. Say my dear now. As in, oh, hello, my dear.
Talk hello, my dear.
And now the vamps sing it, my dear.
My dear. Oh,
I'm just getting too annoyed about pop. Am I being really weird today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
You're being well Monday.
Yeah, I am. Someone in Swansea says, should I remove my dog from my dating profile picture in case he's better looking than me? I think dog is fine.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I think it is tricky, though. You can't put someone hotter than you in your dating profile picture, as harsh as that sounds.
Yeah.
If my best mate... Well, my best mate's just started seeing someone, so he's not the best example, but... You know, if he included a picture of me in there,
yeah,
he would have problems.
Do you think? You
know? Yeah, absolutely.
No, but he's the one that always says that he's hotter than you.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What is that, please, that you're holding?
It's my yellow book. It's a new thing that I'm doing.
Okay, well, let me just describe it. Scott's got a little yellow book here.
Why are we mentioning this on air?
And on the cover, it says Great Ideas. And what's that? Great Ideas and Cunning Plans.
It's I got it as a little stocking filler for Christmas, and I've just started using it. And this is where I write all the ideas. Here's where the magic is.
So you have a little
weekdays 1 till 4.
But you have a little book of ideas that you just whip out now.
Yeah.
It's quite strange that we can be having a conversation. He literally just reached into his bag and took out his Great Ideas book.
I think it's good that I prepare for the show.
But why do you need a book that says
people
Great Ideas?
Learn a thing or two from this.
But says this is Great Ideas.
You know, I want to say to some presenters, like, really do get a book.
Well, why don't you buy a little Great Ideas book for everyone? But the book's empty, isn't it? There's no good ideas in there unless you write them in yourself.
There's hundreds. Yeah, I've written them all in.
But you could have just got a normal book, right? You've just... I think because it says Great Ideas on the front, it makes it immediately
it's
like...
It's a present.
Anything you write in it is better.
Hello, Radio 1. Is that Abby?
Hi there. Yes, it is.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So we're talking about this girl that got kind of sassed on Tinder by the guy going, it's actually your best mate that I fancy, not you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that when I was on it, I would wait until they would message me, and if their message wasn't sassy, I wouldn't message back.
Oh, here we go.
But I would message back even sassier, and just see how they coped with it.
Even though you liked them.
Well, I wasn't sure if I liked them at that point. It depends how they would cope with that message, whether I would then be interested.
So it's like a test.
But why would you do that? What is it? Was it just to kind of be make it all a bit more fiery? Just because it's normally quite boring if it's the same old messages.
Yeah, exactly. If they can't cope with that, or they're a bit wet, then there's no point in even continuing the conversation, in my opinion.
Oh, you are my absolute favourite.
Do you know what? One of my best mates, and it's in fact, you know this, Scott, he loves high maintenance.
Yeah, he loves the hard work.
He loves being... It's quite strange.
Mm. He doesn't want, like, a normal, simple thing. He wants the girl to be proper hard work.
Like his ideal,
yeah.
His ideal girl is who's the one from Made in Chelsea? The one that she came on Innuendo Bingo. Do you remember?
And Bitty, just,
not Bitty. The one that gave me death stares the whole way throughout.
What was her name?
Was it Lucy?
Lucy Watson.
Yeah.
That's his dream. There,
yeah,
someone
she
who's
was proper death staring you.
Do you know what I mean? Just giving you evils constantly.
Yeah. So, are you high maintenance, Abby?
Maybe. I think in that respect, then yeah. If you can't give me a bit of sass, then I literally have no interest in you.
Yeah, I like it. Even if you quite fancy them, you're like, okay, I'm going to give this to you. Let's see how they cope. It is a test. I like it.
Yeah,
we've
exactly.
all had one of these before.
No, this is rubbish advice.
What? No, it's not.
Are you seriously saying that what you want is a load of? I mean, what? Where's the line drawn? Insults?
Yeah, just a couple of insults. Do you agree,
yeah,
Abby? It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, a little bit of abuse, but nothing too shocking.
That's a fine line, it feels.
It is.
Exactly, but you need...
but that's the test.
Exactly, and you need to know where the line is. It just needs to be flirty, but also a bit insulting.
Yes, that's perfect.
Right, I've got but you. I'm totally with you on this.
No, I'm not. So you match with someone on the dating app, right? It opens mm-hmm. up a message. Then what? I mean, what are you meant to open up with?
There's so many different things you could do. Just not like, hi, how are you? That's so boring.
Okay, can you give, like, one that's suitable for this time of the morning? Can you give me, like, an opening line that you may have used? I know you've got a boyfriend now.
Yeah. It's more I'd wait for them to message me. So, to be honest, what your friend messaged that girl would probably be something that I would reply to, because sometimes it's actually a tactic just to try and get the banter going.
Yeah, I've got you.
Right.
So, okay, imagine that I'm on there, right? I've messaged you. Hey, how are you? You okay? Boring standard message. What do you reply back?
I would just be like, try harder.
Oh, yes! Try harder.
Or really? Question mark. Mm.
Okay. Well,
but
you're
not abusive.
No, just a bit.
But you want
a bit
wanted.
Of hard work.
Yeah, you're just a walking fingernail emoji, hun.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's back tomorrow, a bit late this. It's 7.40, but you might just want to check your flies are done up this morning. Quick 7.40 fly check there. We did it last time we were on Breakfast Show and people were thanking us for it.
It is strangely useful.
Because you may have been flying low. Just check them. Have a look down there. The Scott Mills Daily. Peachy's been on saying, nice one for the fly check. Just about to go into the body shop headquarters. Completely down the zip there, so I'm glad that we can provide this kind of public service. Cheers for the fly check, says Matt. All is good here in Manchester. Jonas Blue and Fast Car on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Chi Chi Azundu is here. Hi.
Hi.
Kicking off with some One Direction news.
Well, yes, some One Direction We Are On A Break news. And it's that Harry Styles is about to hit the big screen. Now, if you remember, Harry has already made a movie. It was called This Is Us, yeah. But he played himself, Harry Styles.
That.
Oh, so was I, actually.
Yes, you were.
Were you in it as well?
I was in the start looking quite grumpy.
Yeah, I was in the start saying something ridiculous like,
yes, you are.
This is unprecedented. Well, I watched it on a plane recently. It hasn't aged well.
Oh, has it not? It hasn't aged well?
No, the whole thing is just like, it was of its time.
Yes, I feel so too. Let's just gloss over that. Anyway, Harry was in that, but now there are rumours that he's about to star in a huge new action adventure called Dunkirk. He'll be starring alongside Tom Hardy. Stuff.
Well, it's like a proper film.
A proper film with just fresh off the Oscars, Mark Rylance. He was in Wolf Hall on BBC Two.
Wow.
Quite serious drama.
So this isn't like a Danny Dyer straight to DVD job.
No, shockingly, people actually want him in their films because this isn't the first time that he has been offered a film role. Harvey Weinstein, who basically owns most of Hollywood, offered him a role in a film called Tulip Fever, and Harry turned it down. Can you believe that? Mm. So it's not the first time. And if you like Scream Queens, which is on like satellite TV.
Yeah, that's good.
Apparently he's going to be on series two of that.
Nick Jonas was in that, right?
Yes, he was. And other people.
Now, Harvey Weinstein, you say that he's like, is he like a big Hollywood director or caster?
He's a producer, I would say. Right. But he basically makes most of the big films.
I imagine that he is quite fat in a trench coat and a trilby hat, like chewing a cigar. I'll make you a star, Harry. I already am one. Also, can we talk about Zayn's tattoo, please?
We can always talk about Zayn's tattoo. How do you feel about
it? It's on his right temple. Is it true that it's the letters M-O-M, the American spelling of mom?
A paz, but I mean, we don't know the deep meaning of this. I can't comment on whether...
It's like people that have like a little mum bracelet around their neck.
So what do you mean? You think he spelt it wrong?
He's just had it on his face, but he's been living in America so long that it says mom instead of mum. Or it could be for his album Mind of Mine, M-O-M.
It could be. Debut... Oh, you see what you did? I didn't even make that connection.
I hope it is for mum, though. And Rihanna's kicked off her world tour last night.
Yes, her anti-world tour kicked off. 71 dates. That poor girl, 71 long dates. Now, according to reports, and I don't want to spoil anything in case you plan on going, but it featured a giant shower curtain dripping 10-foot chunks of foam behind the stage.
Lush.
That's unimaginable. I couldn't even get
So it's a foam party that she's running?
Basically.
How good would that be, right?
If
one of these massive artists did a foam party
in
an arena.
Yeah. I mean, they are massive in like Malia and Zanti, so why not?
Well, good.
With a flying bridge that carried the singer from one end of the arena to the other.
Okay.
I'm not saying she gets involved in the foam, but it's a possibility. Mm. And the most acrobatic core of dancers, and I'm quoting a newspaper article saying this side of the Disney Animal Cirque du Soleil. There you go.
Oh, I love Cirque du Soleil. I hope it's like that.
Indeed.
Right, Grimmy just texted me saying, I'm in that film. He also is in the One Direction film. I replied, yes, you are. He put, I am. He's feeling a bit left out. He's listening.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, he was. That's not a lie.
What's happening with Bieber? He might be in trouble again.
Okay, so this is my favourite story of the morning. I nearly said night then. I don't know where my head's at. But of the morning. So I know you mentioned already that Bieber got told off for having a few T-shirt spelling mistakes for his merch for his Purpose tour because somebody misspelt Purpose and left out a vital P. So it said...
Porous,
yeah. Okay, we'll go with that.
It's rubbish.
Porous tour.
Considering it's the name of the album and the tour, that's not good.
Someone's going to be fired.
Well, you'd hope. But also, somebody else has picked up on some Bieber grammatical errors. Someone, an 11-year-old schoolboy from Cornwall, has written a letter to Justin Bieber about his 2012 hit Boyfriend. In it, this 11-year-old writes, in the song...
Is this Lyric Geek? stuff.
No, it's not lyric geek.
Okay.
It's grammatical error geek stuff.
Good, okay.
I like the idea that an 11-year-old is doing an open letter as well.
Exactly.
You know, like off of pop stars.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this 11-year-old writes, in the song, you can be heard on a number of occasions stating, if I was your boyfriend. Here you have clearly used the subjunctive mood incorrectly.
See, I know I was saying earlier that I am a massive lyric geek, and he is right. I also thought the same.
Did you?
Surely it should be if I were your boyfriend.
Indeed, that's what he says. That's where he's gone wrong. He says, in fact, this is a very common mistake made by the general public today. However, if role models and popular singer-songwriters such as you cannot use it, why should we make the effort to study and use such grammatical forms correctly?
Love.
It's right. A good point. But he ends it beautifully by saying, my final point is this. If current performers such as Beyoncé can write a song using the subjunctive move correctly, so must you.
Hear, hear.
Boom.
That's what I say.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
A nerd alert for Greg James there. I did actually say a mum bracelet around your neck. No, hun, that's a necklace. Talking about about Zayn Malik there. That's what I meant, of course. Catherine on the M3 says, and wants to point out that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone is wrong. It should, of course, be my mother doesn't like you, Justin Bieber. We'll speak to Katie B in a minute. She's doing the Live Lounge today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Katie B.
Good morning.
So, how are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling very fresh.
Good.
How are you?
Good night's sleep. Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, great night's sleep.
Set the scene for us. Where are you and what can you see around you right now?
I am getting myself dolled up to come in and do the my Live Lounge today. So
okay.
I'm in my room.
In your room? Are you on your own or is there a busy team of assistants there?
Yeah, my lovely makeup artist hair person, Jessica Hunt, is doing my hair right now. She's amazing.
Okay,
so,
cool.
It's all good.
Shout out to the hairdressers.
Shout out.
And the makeups. So you're obviously going to do your single, Who Am I? Are you bringing Craig David with you?
I am, indeed.
Yes, what a result. Yes.
Are you loving the love for Craig David right now? Because I am.
Oh, definitely. I got to perform at his show at Coco.
I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, were you there?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, amazing.
What a good night. It was so good.
It was brilliant. Yeah. I was so chuffed to be invited. So, yeah, everyone's loving him. I'm loving him.
And can you let us know the cover that you're doing in the Live Lounge today, please?
I am doing Sagala, Love Me Like You Say You Do. Is that the right? Have I pronounced it right?
Yeah.
That's what it's in the chorus. I don't know the actual.
It's fine. There's time to learn the words. It's all good.
Yeah.
So it's Sagala, DJ Fresh.
Yeah, DJ Fresh. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay,
DJ
right.
Fresh.
Right, well, I'll let you get back to it and we'll see you in a couple of hours. Katie B on Live Lounge today on Clara's show. See you in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So the Sagala song is called Say You Do. But the chorus is Love Me Like You Say You Do. I'm slightly concerned because she is doing it in a couple of hours in the Live Lounge, but I'm sure it'll all be fine. She's across it.
Mate, she's got a couple of hours.
Yeah, true.
Plenty of time. If I was her, I'd be doing it a bit last minute as well.
You actually would. You would be a really last-minute pop star.
Yeah. My cover would be so last-minute.
It really would. You'd be scribbling it down like, hang on a minute. What's the word?
A cover?
What do you remember? No one told me it was a cover. Not organised.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Simon King on Twitter, who's enjoying the music this morning. Also, James on the way to school in Southampton. And good morning, Chelsea, who's just got loads of work to do. Hiya. That was Pink. Blow Me, One Last Kiss on BBC Radio 1. Mike Posner before that. Hey, in the afternoon at 2:40... Me and him, that's him, Chris Stark, hi.
All right.
We do this thing called Bangers, and it's dead simple. He picks a song, I pick a song, and then one of you lot comes on and decides which one gets picked. Surprisingly popular. And I don't know which song he's picked, and he doesn't know the song that I've picked either. So it's fair and square. We don't know what each other's picked until we hear them for the first time when we offer them to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Does anyone else get quite excited when they launch a new phone?
When who launches a new phone? Like one any of the
big,
company?
Big companies. You know the one that rhymes with Wapple?
Okay.
Getting excited about this. They're thought to be introducing this new phone on March the 21st, which isn't very far away.
I thought getting excited about a Wapple phone is a bit hurt.
No, it's people still love it.
Do they?
Yes. It's a new one.
But it's basically, I think phones are now like how they advertise razors. They've run out of ideas on how to make razors sound new. Yep, so what they do is, they always in the adverts, a load of scientists gathered round.
That hasn't happened for years.
The magic of the fourth blade. and then all that happens is like the next one that comes out is loads of scientists meet and they're all discussing things. Mm. We reveal the fifth blade.
Closer than ever, shave.
They just add another blade.
Yeah, you're right. So what they're doing this time is they're making it smaller again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's you've got nothing else to do.
Need some new ideas.
I've got all the apps. Basically, it does everything that I need it to do, pretty much apart from make me a cup of coffee. And it's never going to be able to do that.
But that's my problem. That's when they should launch a new phone, when it's got something new to say.
Yeah, okay, so this is going to look like the bigger iPhone 6, but it's going to have a 4-inch screen and be cheaper.
But this is nonsense.
Yes, it's a screen similar to the white... What?
Well, the last one they made bigger, didn't they?
Yeah, but this is cheaper. It's one of the cheaper ones, but a screen similar to the iPhone 5. But it is going to have the lovely smooth sides and curves of the 6.
don't make that face.
Oh, come on. Tell me you're a little bit excited by
curvy
that.
Curvy sides.
I am a little bit. The Scott Mills Daily. Matt in Exeter says the next thing that the scientists and the adverts need to look for is that razor which now has hydrating gel that lasts as long as the blade itself.
Good.
It's just a razor.
It's just a razor and you're running out of ideas.
Oh, apparently there is an app that can now make you a cup of coffee. Well, I haven't got that yet.
No, it'll be an app that connects to the coffee machine.
So phone can't make you coffee?
No, what I think we're envisaging is that you have a phone and from one of the many holes underneath it, coffee appears.
Yeah, that's what I want. I mean, I've already got an app that could make me coffee does make me coffee if I wanted to.
What do you mean? Have you got one of those coffee machines that's connected to your phone? That is ridiculous. You live in a different world, you do.
I'll tell you what, it's got really smooth curves, though.
What's got? Tell me about the curves.
Just really shiny curves. It's 8:23. I don't really get that excited about technology, but I'm enjoying the chat.
You kind of do.
I don't.
Because you got well excited about contactless.
Well, that's different.
I mean, for you, you genuinely think that's magic.
We did this in the afternoon. When I pay with contactless, I get genuinely very excited.
Yes.
And I do a little, yes!
There's a video on the Radio 1 Facebook page. You have to search through a couple of the videos on there, but you'll be able to find it.
It's so clever, though. Just one touch. All you got to do is touch it and it pays. How does it do that?
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, there is a video of me letting out a little yes when it goes through. I still get excited. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm all right. Where are you today, please?
Not so sunny old Devon, actually.
Okay, so I see that you are Callum. You're 20 and you're from Devon. What's your job, please?
I'm a dozer driver by trade.
A what driver?
A bulldozer driver.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hot job.
Hot job.
Oh, yes. I thought as much, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you drive a bulldozer, mate. Hot job.
Do you have that written on a card?
I've got my CPCS card with my name, a stunning picture, and it says crawler dozer driver.
Yes. Did you ask for that to be made, or did it get given to you with the job?
No, that come with a job, to be honest.
Okay. Right, so you know what happens here. We do it in the afternoon at 2:40. He picks a song that he thinks is going to win. So do I. We don't know each other's choices. You just go with what you feel in your heart, okay?
I'll do my best.
Okay, my one today is... This is my banger. Oh, hang on, I've played the full one. This is my banger. Yes. Come on. Little Lion Man, Mumford & Sons.
Especially after our appearance on Countryfile last night, this seems to fit.
That's why I did it, because it's quite farmy.
It's good.
We need to talk about our Countryfile appearance last night.
Yeah. Well, we will.
Your sweeping skills are not on.
What about my hat?
The hat as well, seriously. Even the alpacas were laughing at me.
Anyway, this is my choice, Scott.
Yes.
Different vibe, right? So this was... I wasn't that fussed about this song when it first came out, right? But then I really loved it when it was like the second or third song played after a big New Year's Eve. You know where they do Auld Lang Syne?
Yes.
What, then this was played after. So this is Jamie XX, I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times. And I just associate it with New Year's Eve now, and I love this song.
Two very different choices. Callum?
Yes.
Go on then.
It's going to be a tricky one, because, you know, personally, I'm a big fan of Scott Mills, and Chris Stark is my favourite. But
well, who's your favourite? You just said, you can't do that.
It's a hard decision to make because it's a Scott Mills show, but Chris Stark's my favourite in the nicest way possible. But
just remember, it is My Name Above Them Doors, though, just saying.
That is very true. I think, if I'm honest, I'm going to have to go with Scott Mills.
Yeah. Do you know what? I actually agree with you. It's the right choice.
Yourself, my man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. And it was your heart on the line. I really did up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
So farmy, and I love it. That is Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man, today's winner on Bangers.
It was completely the right choice.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for being such a man about it. Kat in Nottingham says, I turned that right up. That has made my morning. Kirsty in Brighton, thank you, Scott. Mumford is just what I need to get me going this morning. Robin Shefford also gets a little bit giddy when paying with contactless. But why is it called contactless? Because you are actually making contact with the card machine.
Good point.
It's not contactless. It should be one-touch payment or something else catchy like that. Maybe not that, but it's definitely... I'm definitely contacting there.
I get your point.
You get me? Mm. Good banger today, says David. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We really, really need to talk about our appearance on Country File soon.
It was, I mean, a highlight.
What were you thinking, hon, in that hat?
What do you think? What do you mean?
The hat. Everyone
the hat's
was commenting.
Great. Yeah, everyone loves the hat. Everyone loves it.
I'm just getting a lot of... people just don't enjoy what they see on the screen. They're always looking for like little details, aren't they? Getting a lot of comments about my footwear on Country File last night.
Yeah, well, that was ridiculous.
Why?
Because if you're going to wear wellies, wear proper wellies. You were wearing some sort of fashionable shoe welly, which you'd got hold of somewhere. You look ridiculous.
Like, I'm getting so many messages. Judith says, I definitely feel that Chris was more prepared for Country File than Scott. I mean, Scott, where were your welly boots? Then another one from Fran, and also from Abby. Disappointed that you weren't wearing wellies. Well, I can tell you that I was wearing wellies, but they were a high-top version of them. So, same rubber.
They're like shoe wellies.
Yeah, but like a high-top welly. So I still was wearing them. Admittedly, the bottom of my black jeans did get really dirty, but they were, they're kind of, you can get them now.
Either way, end result, we were both on Country File, which just seems mad to me that they would let us on.
It's a massive tick in the box of life.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, my wellies don't cover the full calf there. Just up to the height. You were disgusting with me when I turned up with those.
You basically have rubber shoes on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know one of my favourite things? Because I have been quite a geek today. I've been talking about like new phones being released and that and their smooth edges and curves. One of my favourite things is watching or listening to old clips of TV and radio where they're trying to explain brand new inventions to you. They do this all the time. You see like loads of retro clips on telly. There's one that they show still all the time, which is a really old clip of when the CD first came out. And it was on just the other day on some like kind of back to the 80s show or something, like an old science show. And they're on there with the CD player and they show you the CD and they're like, and you can even put jam on it and it'll still work. Not true. Now, something we found here in the last 24 hours is quite amazing. And it's what we think is the first time the internet was mentioned on Radio 1.
So this must have been ages ago, right? This must have been...
like 20 years ago. So listen to this. Here's Radio 1's Joe Wiley and Steve Lamack at the time explaining to you the internet.
Interactive Radio Night with Steve Lamack and Joe Wiley.
Hi,
Hi, and welcome to Interactive Radio Night, the future brought to you in 3 hours.
Between now and 10, we'll be telling you why your entertainment world will never be the same again.
We'll be talking games, TV, music, and movies.
Also, we'll be explaining the internet and how you could get all your music and videos online without ever leaving your home.
There's something really cool about hearing it, like, for the they mentioned it for the first time.
I think what it is it's because the internet, the way they say the internet, sounds like a big looming presence that's in the... Well, this big looming thing which is in the distance,
it sounds,
and they're trying to explain it.
It sounds like the dark side.
Yeah.
We don't really know what this is. I'm a bit scared.
We're going to try and talk about the internet.
This man is about to tell you what's going to happen in this brave new world.
Welcome to the brave new world. A world where computers run our lives and silently communicate in a parallel universe. William Gibson calls it cyberspace.
I always tell people that cyberspace is where the bank keeps your money.
Cyberspace?
That sounds terrifying, doesn't it?
Why have they put that big scary voice on it?
I don't want the internet to be represented by this guy.
It's like, mine is the last voice you will hear. I'm introducing you to the internet.
Cyberspace.
And now you will die. It's horrible.
Terrifying.
And here's Radio 1 presenter at the time, Joe Wiley, explaining an email, but only if you've got a computer.
If you have an email, then, if you can email us, the address is interact@bbc.co.uk. Send us an email, interact@bbc.co.uk. Throughout the night, we're going to be hearing from celebrity net surfers, those bands who just can't live life without their laptop and modem. First up tonight, Belly.
Yes, they've got a modem.
Computer noises in the background as well, of course. I can't live without my modem.
Sorry, Joe Wiley, can you get off the phone? I'm trying to use the internet. Oh. But the best clip is Lord of the Dance, Pete Tong, giving out...
This is so good.
Pete Tong giving out a website address. It's really complicated. I mean, I hope you've got a pen.
Many thanks to Eric Powell for an excellent selection of tunes. And as he packs up his box there, we'll just take a little look at what he played during the last couple of hours, okay, and provide a list of it in this coming week's Update magazine, the next edition of Mix Mag. And we'll post it out there on the BBC homepages of the internet. And I keep saying that and not giving you the address. And I do get a lot of inquiries, so it's very complicated. But here it comes. https://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well done to Justin Bieber's team, who, well, the merch at the concerts say Purus. Someone's missed out a P in purpose. It's on all the T-shirts. There's a massive mural of Kim Kardashian's recent nude selfie. You know the one? Like, on a wall in Melbourne, 5 feet high.
What, like, projected?
Oh, sorry, the siren. Someone's painted it on. I keep forgetting that she's not allowed to be mentioned on this show. I'm really sorry. Also, I played one of her songs this morning. She did a pop song in 2011. My apologies, I know she's banned, or any of them are banned. Won't mention her again, I keep forgetting that. I'm allowed to mention Kanye, right? Okay, he mentioned earlier on Twitter that his favourite song of 2015 is What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber. Not one of your own for a change.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1, keep us on your timeline at BBC R1 or at at R1 Breakfast on Twitter and Instagram, or just follow Pete Tong's handy link.
https://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html. I know it doesn't make sense, but...
That's Radio 1 explaining the internet for the first time there in the 1920s. Oh, no, sorry, 20 years ago. Someone's just tried that link and it doesn't work. Someone says, can you tell Pete
Tong? Has he done it wrong?
No. I think it worked at the time, but it came up with error 404. Oh! Let's talk about our appearance on Countryfile last night.
We're just amazing. I mean, incredible that we were invited to be on.
It's the biggest show on television.
Yeah.
It's as big as Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway.
And everyone's quite surprised by that. It has been in the news a fair bit recently about, you know, the sort of success of Countryfile.
If you told me even 5 years ago that the biggest shows on television would be about the countryside and baking, I would have laughed in your face. Now look.
I had the best time yesterday because it was my birthday weekend. So I'd come back from Brighton on Sunday morning because I'd been out in Brighton Saturday evening and then watched the Watford game, which was massive because, you know, FA Cup quarterfinal, Scott. As you're well aware, Watford beat Arsenal.
I knew that.
And then...
That's big for you, isn't it?
The party carried on until Countryfile.
I know. Did you get a couple of beers in?
Absolutely. And it was a joy to watch, especially, you know, after having, I'll be honest, having a couple of beers.
Yeah. Lots of comments about my footwear. Actually, they're shoe wellies, shellies, and your hat. I mean, it was a very cold morning down at Vauxhall City Farm.
It's quite jazzy, though.
And you were late.
Chris and my show is supposed to be here, but he's missed feeding time, which is convenient, isn't it?
So there I am, feeding away. That's a horrible noise at the end. Feeding the goats, feeding, like, scraping up alpaca poo. And you eventually arrive.
Chris has only just turned up. He'd be no good as a farmer.
All right, mate. All right.
Hello.
What time do you call this?
Sorry, a little bit late.
You need to get doing stuff.
I've done a nerd alert again. I said the charts were on Sunday. I meant on Friday.
You were so annoyed when I eventually turned up. And it really came across on the show as well, despite that guy's really happy voice when he does the voiceover.
Chris could never be a farmer. I've done sweeping. I've, like, forked the hay. Is that one?
Mm,
and I've what else have I done? I patted some goats.
You'd worked hard.
I actually got cornered by some goats, which you may have seen at one point, which is terrifying because they want food. And if you've got food, they corner you. Mm. And I was in the corner of their barn. There was no way out. And they're scarier than you think.
So we were on there talking all about young farmers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the stuff that we do with them, because we go to a lot of young farmers' gigs. We see what they do. We're interested in what they do. Do you regret saying this?
And do you find they're useful in helping to pull? What I'm saying is, if you walk out and about with a goat, will it make you more attractive?
Let's try now.
Hello, ladies.
Hi there.
Just went for a walk with some goats.
It's so good. I can't believe we're on Countryfile.
Do you regret saying that, though?
No.
Is it easier to pull if you've got a goat with you?
They never talk about pulling on Countryfile.
I mean, it was a definite change of direction for Countryfile. I've never seen anything like that on there before.
It's all on BBC iPlayer if you want to watch it.
Yeah. Also, did you like that I had two on at one point? Two alpacas on the go. One in each hand.
I was amazed by your ability with animals. You did have two on with the alpacas.
I was like Dr. Dolittle.
But you would talk to them. And also, you would then tell me what to do.
Yeah. I was at one with the animals. I was casually brushing some goats.
No, don't go. No, don't go. Wait, I just need to brush you, though.
Right.
Okay, good. That's the badger. That's the goat.
That's the goat.
That's the goat.
It was really fun. Thanks to Countryfile for having us on. And I noticed that they took on board the Felfie yesterday, and BBC Countryfile were retweeting a lot of people. And their selfies with animals. Mm. This is what happened.
The boys are determined to get a Felfie, a picture of themselves with a farm animal.
It doesn't have the camera as much as you, does it?
Hang on. There we are. That's a good one.
We did get some Felfies, though. And there were hundreds and hundreds sent into BBC Countryfile Twitter and Facebook.
I mean, we had such a good time when we were filming this thing. We had such a good time on that farm. And actually, I was slightly concerned about how it was going to come across on Countryfile because, you know, we're not really at one with the farm normally.
Well, you speak for yourself.
But I think we came across brilliantly.
Yeah. I think we were brilliant. I've ticked off so many boxes, though, in life, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
Like, getting on Radio 1, massive tick. Wanted to do that since I was 8. Doing a make on Blue Peter. I've done that. Tick. Doing the crab on Strictly. It wasn't really the plan, but tick. Announcing the UK's Eurovision results.
Yeah.
Tick. And now being on Countryfile. Tick. So good.
I don't know how it gets any better than that, really.
I don't know. This is my worry now. Have we peaked?
Maybe.
I don't know what else to do. Like, what else could you go on that's better than that? I don't know. Get your goat you've pulled. You could have used all of that. It just comes to you afterwards, doesn't it? But thank you very much to Countryfile for having us on. Lots of fun yesterday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
Whereabouts are you, please?
I am in Rickmansworth, near Watford.
Okay. Now, we just played that Fifth Harmony song, Work From Home. What are you saying?
Well, I work in the construction industry, right? And I don't know if anyone has seen the video for this music video. But, you know, they're dancing all around the construction site. They've got no proper protective equipment. They've got no sort of protective gear. And just the health and safety hazards, it's just outraging me.
Right, OK. Well, Chris is watching this Work From Home Fifth Harmony video at the moment. What are you seeing there, Chris?
Well, one of them is wearing a tool belt. But I appreciate what you're saying, actually. Some of the health and safety going on in this is ridiculous. Right now, I'm seeing one of them holding a blowtorch, Scott.
Right.
Oof. There's one of them twerking by a cement mixer.
Well, that's not allowed.
I mean, look, I can click at a random bit of it. It won't take long to find another infringement, I'm sure.
I mean, they need to be wearing high-vis, they need to be wearing safety goggles, they need to be wearing gloves, you know,
hard hats,
steel toe cap boots. I'm dying inside.
Right. I mean, I imagine if you work in construction and you're watching the video, it must be awful.
It is just, it's like a crime.
Yeah, I get you.
The site would get shut down.
Would it? Straight away.
It's outrageous.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to Fifth Harmony's management today and see if they can tailor the video with your health
Please
and safety
do.
Specifications. Is that okay?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I'll have them in high vis.
For their safety.
I'll have them in high vis, hard hats, and steel capped boots before you know it.
You can't do that with
that
a digger.
Would be,
what are they doing with a digger now?
You can't do that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Rosie's just been telling us all about the health and safety mistakes in the new Fifth Harmony video for Work From Home. Rosie works in construction, and the amount of things that they do on site in that video, the site would be shut down immediately, no questions asked.
Sure.
You can't do that next to a cement mixer. You can't do that with a blowtorch either, without a high-vis or a hard hat.
But it is just a music video, that's what we should all remember here.
Yes, but they should be true to real life. I reckon there must be other jobs where, like, they do your job in the video, and you're watching it going, no, that's wrong. It's like every time I see somebody on the radio in a soap opera or on in a film or on TV, they always do it wrong. The one thing they don't do is they don't wear headphones.
Yeah,
often.
Good point.
Now, if you don't wear headphones on the radio, like if I take mine off now, I can't hear any of the music. I can't hear what's going on. All I can hear is my voice.
But also, there's a couple of, I think, David Guetta music videos where, yes, as a DJ, you look at it and go, it's not plugged in.
Yeah. Let us know
but
if...
But he is a DJ, so should know better.
Yeah, let us know if your profession doesn't match up to the music videos about it, please, on 81199.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Simon.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yes, very well, thank you. You?
Yeah, good. What's your job?
I'm a postman.
Okay, and how do you feel you're being misrepresented on television?
It's Postman Pat, Scott. He's supposed to be a role model.
Right, and what does he do wrong?
Well, it's his blatant disregard for health and safety.
What? Why? What does he do?
Well, I don't know if you've seen Postman Pat,
but
he rides a quad bike, and he's I've even seen him fly a helicopter.
Wow, that's very irresponsible of him. And they show this to children.
They do, yeah. I can't believe it. I don't get any training for helicopters or quad bikes.
You never, no. As a postman, never been on a quad bike, no?
No, I can't see my boss going for that, to be honest.
No, yeah.
You don't get a black and white cat either, do you?
I can't walk across a yard without a high-vis jacket on.
Yeah, but imagine having a cat when you're doing your rounds. Absolutely not.
Well, there's another thing right there.
Ridiculous. Naughty postman, Pat. Hello, Tom.
Morning, Scott.
What's your job?
A window cleaner.
You're a window cleaner. Who's awful at it on TV?
It's not so much a music video. It's Tim off of Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah. Tim's a window cleaner.
He's just started up a little round, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has.
So sometimes it'll sort of cut to him and he'll be in the middle of cleaning the window, but the technique is laughable, really.
It's laughable. What's he doing
What's
wrong?
What's he doing wrong?
Sometimes there's not even water on the glass.
Really?
And he's just there with the squeegee. No technique, nothing. Oh. No water, even.
And as a professional window cleaner, that must really grind you.
Just teach the boy. How hard can it be?
I know.
Someone get in there, teach him for a couple of hours.
Do you know what I mean? You're portraying my profession on television like three times a week. Get someone in to teach him to do it properly,
well,
I say.
Well, I'm sure someone from Coronation Street would be listening right now, and perhaps you could come in as some kind of specialist.
Yeah, you could be like a consultant.
Well, I could do them a good deal just to train them up, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely, because he's obviously doing it wrong. The Scott Mills Daily. And here she is avoiding, fighting and avoiding the Radio 1 illness, Clara Amfo.
I laugh in the face of illness.
You are laughing in the face of it.
You've done so well to avoid it, though.
I've tried. I had to be really, just quite uneventful over the weekend and stay in because I just couldn't give in to the lurk.
There's so many sickly kids around here at the moment. Me being the main culprit. Chris has had a bit of it as well. Grimmy as well, just snotting all over the place.
Dare I say that you might be just the main spreader?
How rude. I didn't have it first. It was him.
Yeah,
was
to be fair, I think I might be the original source.
Stark.
Also, because, I mean, you're in a different studio, but we share this microphone. I reckon this is a source of a lot of germs, this thing that I'm speaking into right here, right now.
That is the Groovy microphone. It's your microphone.
And I think that's why I brought that anti-back in the other day to spray around.
It smelled really good, that. It was orange-scented, wasn't it?
And yes, it was.
That's what fragrant. You should do today, Clara. Maybe give KTB and Craig David a good spray down.
Because I do not want to be responsible for those two getting ill.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of spraying the artists with anti-back when they come in.
Just walking into a live band.
Right, can you turn around? I'll do the other side.
Or, like, you know when you go swimming and you've got to go through a mini pool before?
Yes.
You can make them walk through it.
That little bit in between that little bit in between the studio and the live lounge could be a mini pool.
Yeah.
That's a
great idea. I'm so down for that.
Sorry, KB, if you just dunk your feet in there before you do your live lounge.
Through there, please. Shout out beforehand.
Excitingly, KTB is coming in today, and she's bringing Craig David.
She is, KTB and Craigie D, two for the price of one.
He just can't stay away.
The comeback is real, my friend.
You see him all the time, Clara, now, right?
Yeah, I think I've seen him more than I've seen some of my relatives, actually, over the past few months. But he's always a pleasure.
He was giving it his all on Saturday Night Takeaway on the weekend.
That's how I heard. I need to watch that, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. And, so KTB, we rang her up earlier. She was kind of half awake. And she's going to do the cover, which is, I've completely forgotten it.
Cigala, Imani and DJ Fresh.
Yes, Say You Do. That's a good one to do, actually.
She wasn't sure of the title of the song. Does that alarm you at all, Clara?
Which
will
made
it
me
be
think,
fine?
Well, she doesn't
Everything's
going to
be fine. As long as she sounds good, that's the main thing. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
I always think it differs when you see the live lounge being done. As to, like, some people read the lyrics off their phone. Some people have written it out in front of them with their own handwriting. Some people have had it typed and sort of presented to them.
And some people just want to prove that they are true artists and know all the worst and just refuse to have anything just to let the people know.
What works best for you?
I personally like it when people use the little lectern thing and have a piece of paper.
I like that.
Yeah, it's quite old school. Yeah. I'm into that. Yeah.
I have seen people reading off their phone, and to me, I just go, what about if it comes up, like, you know, when your passcode comes up halfway through? And that scares me.
Or if you get, like,
you get a WhatsApp halfway through. Oh, I tell you what, they are testing. It's going to be a good one today. They're testing the dry ice out there, aren't they?
Yeah, the setup is deep.
There's going to be a lot of smoke on KTB's entrance when she comes in later.
That one.
Pause. Safe innuendo bingo.
KTB and Craig David in the live lounge later. We'll see you at 10, my love.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm quite stressed because I don't know what I'm going to watch after I finish House of Cars, because I've got one more to go.
Have you done it quickly as well?
Really quick. And I'm disappointed with myself because I'm like, what, you're an idiot. Like, totally. Spin it out a bit. Like, for instance, People versus OJ, another one of my favourites. You have to wait a week. What I should have done is rationed myself and been like, okay, you know that there is another one that you can watch right now because it just flips onto it. It says play next episode. But, Scott, wait until next Sunday night, and I haven't. I binged like four in a row.
Well, there'll be one of those tonight then, won't they? People vs. OJ. Monday night.
Yes. So trash, I love it.
I did the same with House of Cards, and it's annoying. And do you know what? I thought it was going to be one a week, and then I suddenly did the first episode, and it started saying it was going to play the second one. I was like, I think they've made a mistake here.
Oh, no, it just carries on, doesn't it?
So good.
Also, can we talk about what happened in The Night Manager if you were watching it with your parents last night, please?
A bit awkward after Countryfile.
Absolutely. I just wasn't expecting his bum to come out, were you?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Monday Scott Mills Daily. We're back at the normal time tomorrow from 1pm, and Grimmy's back on breakfast from 6:30. Scott Mills.